Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The counseling ban in Maryland is before a court of appeals, and we have several other counseling bans also pending at various courts of appeal. We're going to be talking about these issues next on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, this is one of three cases that we have pending at various federal courts of appeals. They're all very similar. This one is out of Maryland. We have actually two cases out of Florida. One case I've already argued, and we're waiting for a decision on that. And another case that I will argue this early, mid-December. So we'll have three cases. What we are looking for is to get one of these cases, or perhaps another case that we may file, before the United States Supreme Court to stop these laws that ban counsel for change. These laws, all over the country, wherever they are, they began in California, they moved from there to New Jersey, and they spread to a number of states, and then now there's local laws that pattern after those particular bans. And they say this, it's unprecedented and it's dangerous, that you cannot provide any counsel to a minor client, somebody who's under the age of 18, with regards to changing unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or identity, or romantic attractions. So in other words, you can encourage them to take hormones of the opposite sex from their birth sex, to take various kinds of even puberty blockers to block their production of their natural birth sex hormone, estrogen or testosterone, and then to also amputate various body parts to mutilate their bodies and disfigure them permanently. You can do all of that, but if someone comes in and they say, I don't identify as homosexual, I don't want to be, but I'm having these unwanted attractions, romantic feelings, or engaging in certain kinds of behavior towards someone of the same sex, can you help me overcome that? And when the counselor does that at the client's request, that is considered, quote, unethical, close quote, conduct, and will subject this counselor to disciplinary action. And it's very dangerous because you can literally push them down the road one way, but you can't help them from walking off the cliff even when they want to get your help.
Right. I mean, we all know people that have lived in that lifestyle, homosexual or lesbian lifestyle, and, you know, gotten help. And the key is getting to the root problem. What is it that caused them to have those attractions or to have that desire? There's some deep pain or some kind of abuse that's happened, most likely, or something within the family situation that has led them down that path. But they have gotten help. They have found freedom in who God created them to be. And so, like you said, if you push them down the path of getting puberty blockers and having mutilating surgeries, then you're looking at 40% of those people commit suicide because they realize this did not solve my problem.
Exactly. Walt Heyer is a clear example of this. He struggled with what some the counseling books call now gender dysphoria. It was called gender identity disorder, GID. Then they changed it to dysphoria or stress. And as a result of being sexually abused as a boy by a family member, actually, he started off with visiting his grandmother. Mm-hmm. And as a young boy, his grandmother liked girls. And so she would secretly dress him in girly clothes, not let his parents know. And he would then receive praises from grandma. And so he liked grandma, and he liked to get the praises, and so he associated the praises that he got from grandma with dressing as a girl. Then he ultimately was sexually abused by a family member, by another male family member, and Walt was born male. So that combined with his grandmother's decision to secretly close him as a girl, that he ultimately had these feelings that he wanted to be a girl. He developed these ideas he wanted to be a girl. He suppressed them, so he ended up getting married. And later in life, he said, you know, I am going to identify as a girl. He left his family, and he then took hormones, estrogen, and then he went through what's called gender reassignment surgery. Now, you can't reassign your gender through plastic surgery, but that's what it's called. SRS, sex reassignment surgery or gender reassignment surgery. What they do is, in Walt's case, they do a total mastectomy. They do a total, in Walt's case, they didn't do that because he was female. But for females, they would do a total mastectomy and hysterectomy. For males, they cut off your male body organs, and you take hormones of the opposite gender. So you have to take that for the rest of your life.
Right. So Walt lived as Laura for several years after that.
Yeah. And he was distressed over that. And through a series of circumstances, it's a longer story, he ultimately sought counseling. Mm-hmm. And he gave his life to the Lord, sought mm-hmm. counseling. And he then wanted to revert. He wanted to change his name back to Walt from Laura. But, you know, there are certain things that when you remove certain parts, you just can't, you know, replace them. But he stopped taking the opposite sex hormones. He eventually got married, and he's been happily married for many, many years. But now he has a ministry to work with people like him, or to prevent people from making those kinds of mistakes.
You know, and he gets people every day that reach out to him and email him, help me, you know, I've gotten in this situation, what do I do? I mean, so God is using his situation for the good in this case to help others to realize this is not the answer to take puberty blockers and cut off your parts. You need help to deal with the root problem.
Yeah, in studies of the transgender, as sometimes they're called, population, demonstrate that the prevalence of suicidal thoughts and attempts among transgender adults is significantly higher than that of the U.S. general population. Now, here's mm-hmm. the critical thing. This is, in fact, even worse when they go through these surgeries. Right. Because as Walt says, and as here's a 2015 transgender study, it's the largest survey of transgender people in the U.S. to date, found that 81.7% of respondents reported ever seriously thinking about suicide in their lifetime, while 48.3% had done so in the past year. Regarding suicide attempts, 40.4% reported attempting suicide at some point in their lifetimes, and 7.3% reported attempting suicide in the year of the study, the 2015 timeframe. And what has been also true is that, as Walt says in his book, and he's got several of them, he says that there is this brief, quote, what he calls honeymoon time. And this would be after you go through the irreversible surgery, that you're now, you've achieved what you wanted, and then that honeymoon wears off. And then you realize you've created a grave mistake. You've amputated body parts, healthy body parts, and you've disfigured your body. Then you go back to the people that did the surgery or that gave you the counseling to go this direction, and they abandon you because they think that you're a, quote, traitor. And they don't want to even acknowledge that you exist. So these people become isolated. What happens then, they've realized they've created this grave mistake, and the suicide percentage rate continues to go up after that because they feel trapped without any help.
It's tragic.
So these particular laws that ban counselors from providing this help when clients receive it are very dangerous. And the essence of counseling has always been self-directed autonomy, that the client has the right to choose the counselor of their choice and choose the ultimate objective. They come in. They say, I've got this unwanted stress feeling. Could be depression, whatever it might be. I want to overcome it. In this case, I want to overcome these unwanted same-sex attractions, as an example. I don't want to be considering myself the opposite of what I'm born with. I want to be content with who I am. Or they just want to deal with the counseling of depression and suicide attempts. And when that counselor gives them counsel of their choosing, they can only counsel them if they actually go against what they want, forcing them to accept that which they reject. But if they try to help them change, the law bans it. So pray for these cases. Our goal is to get one of them to the U.S. Supreme Court to stop these dangerous laws nationwide. For more information, visit our website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.